Now, the rest of the story. Only one thing stood between young Elgin Staples and the end of his life. A life belt. Small, inflatable life belt with the manufacturer's name and some numbers on it. Elgin Staples, signalman 3rd class U.S. Navy assigned to the Astoria, the first American cruiser to engage the Japanese during the Battle of Salvo Island. The battle was fought through the night. The Astoria scored two hits on the Japanese Imperial flagship Chokai. A counterattack critically damaged the American cruiser. But before the Astoria stopped firing, signalman 3rd class Elgin Staples was swept overboard. At 0200 in the bomb-brightened blackness of August 9, 1942, the Astoria's number one 8-inch gun exploded and the blast blew Elgin over the side into the inky Pacific. Hot shrapnel searing both legs, Elgin lay dazed in the water, but a voice inside rescued him from the peril of approaching unconsciousness. A voice from inside said, "Pull the trigger." The trigger mechanism, of course, on his life belt. And struggling against semi-shock, Elgin did just that, and the narrow belt inflated and upheld him in the darkness. Hours passed. Elgin drifted farther and farther from the crippled hulk of the Astoria. And then after the fighting had ceased, in the dawn's early light of 0600, a passing American destroyer spotted Elgin in the water and pulled him aboard. Elgin told him he was from the Astoria. The vessel was still in sight. The destroyer would take him there, rejoin him with his crew. But when signalman Staples returned to his ship, he learned that the battle damage had been more debilitating than he had imagined, and that his captain, even then, was frantically attempting to save his vessel by beaching her. After hours of trying to do that, he failed. And shortly after 1,200 hours, the Pacific sun high in the sky, the Astoria went down. And now, signalman 3rd class Elgin Staples, still wounded, mind you, in both legs, is back in the ocean again. With the same inflatable life belt upholding him in its embrace. The ship that picked him up the second time was the USS President Jackson. Elgin was among the 500 survivors of the Battle of Salvo Island, evacuated to Noumea, but this is the rest of the story. After his second rescue, Elgin Staples closely examined the life belt that had brought him safely to his own future. A life belt which had been made by Firestone Tire and Rubber Company, Akron, Ohio. There were some numerals emblazoned on it, a sequence that he would always remember. For when Elgin returned home on leave to the Midwest, he told his mother what had happened, and all about the life belt that had carried him to safety, and about the numbers on that life belt, particularly about the numbers. Because, you see, Elgin's own mother was employed by... Now, don't get ahead of me here. Elgin's mother was employed by Firestone Rubber and Tire. She was a product inspector, and that inspection number was her own. It was she who had tested and approved the life belt that had saved her own son. The embrace in the black of that awful night was hers. And now you know the rest of the story.